on the phone today with House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler, and tomorrow is going to be a big day. An historic vote for the first time for legalizing recreational marijuana. What are your thoughts on how it's going to play out?
We are taking the bill up in the House. It is the product of 2 years of very intensive and collaborative policy development, identifying all the risks and concerns, identifying what people are hoping to achieve by legalizing cannabis and expunging criminal records. And the bill is ready to go. I think we will have a bipartisan vote, and it will be an important step forward in a number of fronts, legalizing cannabis, but also reforming our criminal justice system.
Right, and I saw Pat Garofalo added an amendment that would put a percentage or all of the proceeds of the sales into a tax relief account?
Yes, it's a bill that does have Republican support. The goal of raising revenue from cannabis is not to do more than have cannabis pay for itself. So we have funds that will go to public health, that will help to create business startup grants, and will fund the regulatory structure for cannabis. So we put that money into those programs, into that kind of bucket. And then we have money set aside for tax relief if cannabis generates additional revenue. So we think it's a good bipartisan bill, and there's no reason it should not be moving, except that Republican leaders in the Minnesota Senate don't want to bring it up for a vote in the Senate this year.
So, but even if, you know, the Senate doesn't want to take it up this year, with all these committees and all the work that's been done, you don't have to start all over next year, right?
No, once the House has passed it, we would have to repass it, but we wouldn't have to start from the very beginning, and we could negotiate again. The other good news on this front is that by putting this front and center and moving this agenda along, the Senate is more willing to do things like add flower to our medical program, so it's more affordable for more patients. So we are making progress, even if the full legalization bill will have a hard time making it through the Minnesota Senate this year.
And so I've been hearing about some conflicts with the budget this year. I'd be interested in hearing your take on what's going on with passing the budget, which is due in like 5 days.
We are deep in negotiations with our Senate Republican colleagues. Right now, the sticking point is that they are resisting putting more money into the K-12 schools and claiming that schools have plenty of money and don't need to worry about budget cuts. Of course, we know that's not true, and we've encouraged them to get in touch with more local school districts. We're not really stuck on a lot of issues at this point on the big picture financially. We just have to keep working through and getting the bills together and getting targets out so we can wrap up.
So with the back to the school point there, especially in Bemidji, they're looking at cutting $5.6 million from their budget so they can restore a positive fund balance. And these, like, the fund balance, rainy day funds to make sure the bills get paid and stuff like that, those have been depleted over time, especially in Bemidji for the rising costs of transportation. We have a huge district here in Bemidji, and it costs a lot to bus all these kids. So I'd like to hear one-time money is going to fix all these problems.
Well, as one of those kids who had a long bus ride to Horace May when I was a kid in Bemidji, I remember how long those distances are. I don't think that they are living in the reality of what budgeting means. We need ongoing commitment of funding in order to plan and make commitments with teachers, with transportation, with the kind of investment you need to run a school district. So that's the current sticking point. I think they're going to come around to our point of view. We also have deep disparities. A lot of kids in rural districts, a lot of kids of color, poor kids are not getting the quality of education that they need, and we have the resources to do it. So our job is to make sure that we're getting the best deal for Minnesota kids this year, and I think we can get there.
Now, I know there's also a lot of grumblings on raising taxes on the state's wealthiest earners. Do you want to elaborate, just to recap a little bit about what that bill is and what it would mean and where it would go to?
Well, we've made a commitment to ongoing funding, and we think that ongoing revenue from people who are doing extremely well is the best way to pay for things like schools and healthcare. at this point in negotiations, Republicans have insisted that no revenue increase whatsoever be included. And we're working on a budget that would have no revenue increase, but we are using federal funds to provide some short-term tax help for people who got PPP loans or unemployment insurance bonuses in the last year. So we're going to get there on taxes. The federal money makes it possible to do all of these things. We just need to make sure that our ongoing commitments to kids and health care are funded in this budget.
Right, Representative Winkler. Well, is there anything else about, I know you're probably very busy, you know, you got 5 days to get your work done. So if there's anything else, I'll let you go. But I'd like to hear one more piece.
We need to have police reform in Minnesota. And while this is primarily a metro issue, it is still an issue all over the state. And we have to have that as part of this final budget deal. We will work with law enforcement. They're ready to be at the table and compromise. We'll work with Republicans, and we'll get a bill that provides for further police reform based on what we have seen in the Derek Chauvin trial and what we've seen in the killing of Dante Wright. So the bottom line is that's another part of this session, and we are going to tackle that as well.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your session, as great as it could be, and I'll probably talk to you, I don't know, later?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Bye.